And welcome to another Snags podcast.
Here we are. Try not to sound too radio, but Lindsay comes in with the big old voiceover voice.
Sorry, guys. Oh,
just those.
We try to keep it a little bit professional around here, Michael.
Sometimes it's just hard to keep those velvety tones inside, isn't it, Lindsay?
You're dragging the chain, man. You're dragging the chain. Speaking of, I don't know if we're really speaking of, it's raining outside.
Yeah, it's actually really, really nice rain. You know, it's nice to actually get some rain. I went out to my parents' place the other day.
Yeah.
It's just a dust bowl.
Oh.
The west of Sydney is nothing but dust.
And it's kind of like dirty dust. It's not like a desert. It's more like a brown kind of just overture of the whole land.
Exactly, yeah.
It's disgusting.
How's your place going?
I planted some trees. Oh, man, I was like a rain god. I did the rain dance and the rain came, Michael.
Wow, really? So, wasn't that angry rain dance because your trees weren't getting any water?
I planted those trees. Mm-hmm. I planted these trees in the backyard knowing it was going to rain. I could feel it in the ground.
Right.
Also, I looked up some climate graphs and they told me it was going to rain.
Okay, well, we'll touch on this a little bit later. This, what did you have on your mind?
What do you mean in terms of like when it rained?
I thought you were going somewhere.
No, I didn't. I was just like, well, no, it just rained. And well, everyone was against me. Everyone against me. Mom and Dad, they went to like the local Pitt Town Sporties and they were asking around all the people, oh, is it going to rain? Is it a good time to plant trees? And they're like, no, it's going to rain for a week. And they came home to me and said, you can't plant any trees, Lindsay. I'm like, these people don't know what they're talking about. I planted them and now everyone's like, Lindsay knew. I took on the whole club and I beat them.
Wow.
I beat them. They should make a movie about me.
Talk about David versus Goliath. My God. Can you actually walk us through what this entailed?
Okay.
So you've planted some trees. That people know that so far. But what led up to planting the trees? Because this is a great little story. I love this.
Well, okay. And which part?
Which part?
There's so many facets.
Basically, Lindsay made his parents get rid of the cows that they had, that they'd had for like 20 years.
Yes.
He was like, get rid of the cows. Because I want to plant some trees. And
I didn't tell them the planting the trees. Yeah, I just said the land needs time to recover. Oh. And as soon as those cows were gone, I was like, time to start up a plantation.
It's time to make some money.
Yeah, use this land in a green way. I'm concerned about the climate graph.
Well, to be fair.
The climate, sorry.
Yeah. The cows are very bad for the environment, aren't they?
That's it.
All they do is fart all day.
Yeah.
And then that's all just CO2.
20% of greenhouse gases is methane.
Coming from cows.
And us.
And us.
Well, mainly
we don't
cows.
Fart that much. Not as much as cows do.
Have you met me?
No, I can't have met you. At one point, I remember you, which never happens, I remember you graciously gifting me about 8 cans of baked beans, which is like, Lindsay never gives away stuff. And I was just like, what? Why are you giving me this? And you said, mate, when I eat these, I fart my ass off.
Can't eat them anymore.
I can't do it.
Nope, they're done. Oh,
that's how bad it is.
But I'm loving this cooler weather. I invented a game on the way here, Michael. It's called Rain Chicken.
Oh, okay, right.
It's the rain's coming down on the windshield when you're driving, and you see how long you can go without wiping.
Edit that out. Edit it out. We can't have that on the podcast. You know, next time it's going to be...
Hang on.
Lindsay's going to be dead because he couldn't see the cars in front of him.
Is it illegal to not wipe?
That's a bloody good question.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think it would be illegal. Because do you legally need to have windscreen wipers on your car? You must.
You must, but do you need to use them?
Yeah, because that's just up to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that... I mean, I guess if you've got it on the intermittent, it does it itself.
Yeah, but if
Or if you're in a fancy new car, they just turn on by themselves now.
Exactly, but if you choose not to flick...
Then you just suddenly...
Are you a dick? Like, it's like...
Well, you're blind, basically.
I know you're blind. Okay, well, it's got to be totally dangerous. Probably even suicidal.
Yeah, well, that's why I was saying edit it
out. Okay. I won't do it anymore. I only went like 30 seconds.
Okay, all right. 30 seconds, that's a fair while, man. It's been heavy rain, like...
I was going 100 kilometers an hour, 30 seconds. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just
going
to move on to the next thing. Lance, speaking of the rain, I've been having some roof troubles.
Oh.
Roof troubles, mate.
What's happened? Leaky roof?
Yeah, of course. This was going to happen. This is snitch luck right here.
I'm seeing a patch just here.
Yeah, don't look up.
Oh, no. There's melt.
Don't look up, okay? Look, I'm a first home buyer.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was happy. I got into the market.
Yeah. And you got into Sydney.
And everything was going swell, Lance.
Yeah.
everything was going swell until the other day we got our first dose of heavy rain.
And literally, you were Chicken Little. The sky was falling in your apartment.
Yeah. There is a massive stain, not in this room, but in the bedroom, where the water has been leaking through the roof.
Yeah, water.
Yeah, water. Well, there's no one above us, so it's not like it's someone's sewage or something. It's come from the sky. I know where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's still not good, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because part of the roof is falling. I've got this popcorn shit on the roof, you know, that spray
the stuff from the 80s.
Spray on concrete or whatever it is, or insulation. I don't know what it is, but it's shit house.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of it. Because I didn't realize that if you touch it, it just falls off. So I went up to have a look at this hole in the roof.
Don't breathe it in, man.
Oh, don't tell me it's got asbestos in it.
Well,
you can't be too sure.
You can never be too sure, Michael. I wouldn't be living here.
Oh, of course you wouldn't be. What do you reckon is more likely, there to be asbestos in my roof or asbestos in your house? I reckon they're on par.
Oh, yeah, that's probably on par. Yeah. Probably on par. Yeah. Okay, let's not freak out about asbestos. Yeah, we're all going to die of something someday. But leaky roof.
Well,
okay.
Lindsay was in a roof once where there might have been asbestos. So basically, that's the way you're going to die now.
Yeah, that's it. But hang on, so your roof is leaking. Did you wake up with a little drip on your head?
No, I think it was even worse because...
Did you wet the bed?
No. What,
did you like, oh, no? Has...
No.
Again?
Okay, so the weird thing was, it didn't really leak through, but the worst realization is lying in bed and then looking at the roof and thinking, that wasn't there before. It's just a shit feeling. And the thing was, it was in the cupboard. So all I could see was a tiny little thing sticking out of the cupboard. I'm like, what's that? And I open up the cupboard and there's a massive wet ring on the roof. Yeah. Anyway,
Are the clothes wet?
No, it's just a little bit of the stuff has fallen off. It's not too bad. Anyway, I got the builder in a day. He's fixed it all up. Okay. He's all good to go. He's like, oh, mate, it's easy. It's just a little bit of tile and someone's done something with the insulation. He said a whole bunch of shit I didn't understand.
Yeah, yeah. Builder talk.
But I believe him. Yeah, I believe him. Yeah. You probably would have understood half of it. I understood zero.
You just got to swear every now and then. And just deepen your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this roof in February. Now it's
in there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he sounded like. And I just nodded my head and said, well, thanks for coming.
Here's your money.
I hope my roof doesn't leak anymore. I am having some trouble speaking at the moment because I have braces.
Yeah,
which
braces.
I've already mentioned. But I've got even more... even more tooth trubs.
Okay, what's happened? The teeth are falling out. So you've had braces.
Mm.
You've had wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah.
What's happened now?
Well, I got an infected tooth when the wisdom teeth got removed.
That's
as well.
Right. And a shard of tooth came out.
Yep.
Probably from the bone, the jaw.
Yep. So that tooth got infected. That was bad enough as it was, right?
Yeah.
Bit of tooth fragment came out of that in the midst of my worst pain in my entire life. And then just the other day, this is a couple of months after, side of my mouth, I was just feeling something hard sticking out of my gum, and suddenly it starts getting really sore. Guess what?
Tumor?
No. Well, I mean, when you put it like that, it's not that bad. But, yeah.
Cyst?
Yeah, it's not a cyst. It's a bit of my jaw, a fragment of bone of my jaw coming through here that didn't come out with the tooth.
What?
Sticking on the inside
Who
of it.
Who are these butchers?
Tooth drops.
Oh, man. So you've got... I don't know what's happened to your mouth. It's messed up, man.
Well, people may know that my girlfriend... fiance is a dentist herself. Yet this is the one thing that she didn't do.
The one thing we didn't want to happen.
Yeah. But this is the one thing that she hasn't done for me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
everything else. She took out my top wisdom teeth and they were fine.
Yeah.
But all the rest of these other ones... fallen another head.
Oh.
Because it'd be so much easier if she'd done it, and then I could just be like, what have you done to me?
Okay, so she didn't want to do it because if she stuffed it up or something like that, it would have caused some kind of relationship fight or problem.
I don't actually know if she cared about that.
Okay.
Probably cared more about the legal repercussions.
Fair enough. So it's not all good in the teeth area.
It's just nothing but tooth trubs at the moment, man. I'm so... sore and my mouth, and it just feels so much worse because I've got the braces as well.
Aww.
So I've got like a double lisp.
Well,
I just feel like such a nerd.
No, you got the glasses, you got the shirt, you got the...
What's wrong with the shirt? It's a bloody plaid shirt, mate.
It's
nothing nerdy about that.
Okay. things aren't great for Snitch. Thanks, mate. But you know what? I've got something to cheer you up, mate.
Okay.
Okay, when was your birthday? November?
November last year. November 22nd, I turned 30.
It's now March 2018. Ho, ho, ho. It's around the beer glass. It nearly flipped the beer over.
Okay. I'm guessing this is a present. Because you've been teasing, saying that you're going to give me... You did the classic thing on the night. Where you're just like, Matt, I've ordered your present. It's on its way. And then I didn't hear anything for about 3 months.
I lied.
And then I was, yep. I mean, that's what everyone does when they say they've ordered the present.
Okay. So I've got the next, I'm going to say, quarter. This is the second quarter of your present.
So this is the funniest thing, because now you're splitting the present into three different parts.
Okay, it was three different parts. And
is it now down to two, is it?
No, it's down to four. I'll tell you why.
It's up to four now.
Okay. Just hear me out. Okay. So I've got something for you.
Right.
It's from your childhood.
It's from my childhood. Oh, Christ. What is this?
Okay. Here. And I think you're going to like it.
Oh, all right.
Just feel it out. What do you reckon it is?
Let's have a feel.
What is it?
All right. I'm feeling the bag that it's in.
Now, audience, he is feeling some kind of Hessian bag, which I brought... That was given to me.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, this is not what I think it is.
It could be.
This is not what I think it is. Oh, Dan, you got my Mega Joy.
I got your Mega Joy.
Holy shit, dude. That is... How did you find this?
Oh, I scoured the internet.
Okay, that's a cool ass
friend. Found this guy who had a Mega Joy.
Now, okay,
this...
so people, we keep on saying Mega Joy. No one is going to know what we're talking about.
Okay, it's a plug-in game console. So you know those things that you kind of, it's all one package. It's little cheap games. You plug it straight into your TV through the AV cables and it just goes.
Yeah.
That is what a Mega Joy is.
It's 100 games in one.
Yes.
But the specific thing about Mega Joy was the fact that it was shaped like an N64 controller. But it just had a couple of RCA ports at the top of it.
That's true.
And you just plug it straight into your TV and you just play it on the controller.
Now, this is a Mega Joy 2.
Oh, right. You've upgraded me.
Upgraded. You've already had the Mega Joy 1.
Right, yeah.
We don't know where that ended up.
No, no one knows. Actually, I do know where it ended up. I gave it to my friend Edward.
Oh.
Yeah. He ended up with the Mega Joy. He may still have it. If you're listening, Edward.
Give it back.
Oh, no, don't give it back. You can keep it. I was just wondering if you still got it.
Well, okay, we want it. But now you've got other games
on
the Mega Joy 2. And I knew it was something that you would get. I'm like, Snitch loved the Mega Joy. He couldn't have a Sega, couldn't have a Nintendo. He eventually got a Dreamcast, which was a mistake. But the Mega Joy filled the void in his childhood. I'm like, yes, this is the present.
Mate, thank you very much. This is a cool as hell present. And it's clearly been used, so you've got this secondhand.
Yeah, I've got it secondhand.
You found a secondhand Mega Joy too.
This is the story.
Okay, right. Yeah.
This guy, I find it on Facebook Marketplace, who I bagged as never having anything.
Just a pit of despair, that
place. And then I found this, I'm like, it has redeemed itself.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking at dinghies on there at the moment, so I can't talk.
I message this guy throughout the week. I'm saying, okay, we negotiate a price. I say, I'll come to your house. I rock up to his house.
You negotiate a price for it.
Yeah, I do.
So it doesn't have a price on it. It's just like for sale.
I had to talk him down.
Oh, you brought him down from the original price.
Brought him down.
Good work.
Yeah, there you go, mate. I was like, I'm not paying full price for a friend.
I'm not paying full price for a fucking Mega Joy. It's a piece of shit.
I rock up to this guy's house, and I open the gate and leave it like a little bit of a jar. I think it would just close automatically. This dude comes flying out and goes, hey, mate, do you mind if you just close the gate? The chooks are out.
Chooks are gone, man.
And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Well, I know what he means. We've got chooks and you don't want them getting loose.
Yeah.
They're bloody terrors.
And this is like a suburb somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's not a big property. I'm like, oh, okay. And he runs behind me and closes it real angry at me. I'm like, what's going on here?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like,
you've tweaked him out, mate.
Yeah, something's happened. I'm like, he goes, who are you? I'm like, who are you?
Well, clearly you have to say, I came to buy your Mega Joy.
And I'm like...
What, you can't walk into someone's house and say, who are you?
Yeah, because this guy's expecting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm here to pick up something from 56. This is 56, right? Yeah, this is 56. I'm like, okay, well, I'm here to pick something up.
Jesus Christ.
He goes, 56 or 56A? I'm
like... Oh, here we go.
Well, obviously it must be 56A, but the address you sent me is 56, so I'm talking to you. You are obviously not the person I'm meant to be buying this shit from. I wander into this 56A, knock on the door. He says he's home. He doesn't answer the door.
Oh.
And I'm like...
Hey, you've gone through some trials and tribulations to get this thing.
Like, this guy was yelling at me, like, and we had an eye off. And I had to, like, figure out, like, I'm just like, I'm here to pick up the shit. He goes, I don't know you. I'm like, I don't know you. I'm like, what the problem here?
Because you're on his property asking who he is.
But I thought he invited me to his property.
But he doesn't know that, though.
Yeah, but I didn't know that either.
You guys are crazy.
So it was just like this male standoff, like.
Only you could get into this situation. If I was in this situation, I would have rolled in there and be like, who are you? And I would have said, I'm here for the blah, blah, blah. And he would have been like, that's not the guy.
No,
I'm so sorry. I'm in the wrong place. Clearly.
I think I may have got the guy in 56A kicked out. He goes, what is he selling? I'm like, stuff.
just stuff.
I didn't want to admit that a 30-year-old man rocked up to a property to buy a mega joy. So I had to just say,
he's like, well, drugs.
Drugs.
Sorry, it's just some stuff to make my friend
illegal weapons of some sort. I'm just buying it, you know. Just stay out of it. It's not your business. It's just your property.
I do appreciate the amount of effort that you've gone through to get this. I'm not 100% sure if it was worth it by the sounds of it.
Oh, I almost disbanded, but then he came out. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Here it is. You can keep the bag. I'm like, damn right, I'll keep the fucking bag.
Give me that bloody mega joy.
Oh, so. So,
take it home and play a couple of games of Gallagher on it.
Exactly. Audience, we would not fuck with you. This Mega Joy is seriously one of the best entertainment machines man has ever produced.
If you can get your hands on one, I'd 100% be paying through the nose for it. That's why this guy sent you to the wrong address initially, because he needed to scope you out.
He needed to know if I was worthy to accept the secondhand Mega Joy 2. Yeah. It was a real quest, let me tell you. I fought an ogre.
Yeah. Man, so the question is, does it actually work? Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it. He said it worked.
Oh, yeah, like you believe him.
Okay, but I got to admit one thing.
Yeah.
Everything's there except the power plug-in. It needs power.
Oh, that's all right. No, it's a standard power plug-in. It should be fine.
Do you have one?
Because wait, no, you just need the batteries.
Do you? Is it battery powered? Because he said it was DC powered.
Well, he doesn't know. He's fucking Mega Joy too, does he? Well,
it's got batteries?
It's batteries.
Oh, that guy knows Jack. Oh, you just broke it.
What the fuck happened?
Click it. Something red just flew off. This thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, snitch. I give it to you for 1 second. And you break it. If it's broken forever now.
No, that's fine. It's just the case.
Oh, no.
It's just the edge of the case of the battery.
Mega Joy 2.
We'll post a photo of this up on the old Snags Facebook page because it's a wonder to see.
Okay.
Probably the best 30th birthday present I've got.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
But hey, it's a very nice present. Thank you for that. You also got me some hot sauce, which
is nice. The hot sauce was good.
Inspired by the old hot sauce on... Was it Hot Wings? Yeah, the Hot Wings one. Was it Hot Ones?
Hot Ones.
Great YouTube channel.
Yes.
Check it out if you can.
Now... Moving on.
Moving on. Lindsay, so, I know that there's something good coming up when Lindsay starts browsing through his phone. I'm assuming that we're going to do our inaugural segment, Who Wants to Be a Producer?
I want to be a producer.
There we go. Lindsay always sings it. I'll put it over the top for you.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Snitch Man. This movie idea isn't quite fleshed out. I didn't get a whole amount of time to write it.
Well, all the ones that you do aren't fleshed out, let's be fair. They're all written on the go.
Okay. Hear me out.
As he takes a swig from his beer, this is going to be a good one, I can tell.
I just needed that soften the lips.
Harvey Weinstein is going to want to inject so much money into this.
Harvey, stay tuned. This is going to be hot.
Stay tuned from your overseas escape that you're probably not coming back from, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he's dead.
He's fucking gone out of the country. He's eloped.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be a little bit relatable because it deals with current issues.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, God. Please don't be, like, touchy issues. You don't have a great history with touchy
issues. No, okay. It's all right.
It's great.
A great financial crisis is coming. I heard Bill Gates say it the other day, so I'm like, okay, incorporate that in.
Oh, the Gatester knows.
Yeah. And climate change, as we saw from the 2012 movie. 5 years ago.
Yeah, no, good point. Yeah, no, that's the main thing that I go to.
As Zach's predicted, because their calendar year only went up to 2012. It's
good if, okay, yep, sorry, continue.
Okay. So, okay, this is the sad part. We've got to get through this to get to the story. 90% of the human race is wiped out.
Well, yeah, that's pretty sad. Yeah,
it's pretty sad. And people live in the polar regions, which is cool enough to actually live because it's too hot in the middle of the planet.
Right, right.
And people just die from the heat. So, and those people...
just brush over that.
And you can't pass through it. So, it's like this, this invisible barrier. There's people in the North Pole, there's people in the South Pole.
And then there's...
But they can't communicate to each other.
Wow, okay.
So, it's a real like, oh man, we know there are people there.
But we just can't get in touch with them.
We can't get in touch with them. Right. Can't get in touch with them. And so, this story takes place on the South Pole.
Okay.
And the people who escape there are like people from Australia, Chile... And probably South Africa, the people who are closest to Antarctica.
I see, yeah, sure.
And some Asian countries as well. They make
They can come along.
They can come along. They made it, and they survived.
Great.
Okay, North Americans and Canadians and Russians go to, what's the other one, Arctic?
The North Pole?
North Pole.
Oh, yeah, the Arctic.
We got Antarctic down the bottom.
Antarctic
and Arctic at the top.
Yeah.
Man, that's confusing. Why wouldn't they call it two different things?
They did.
Well, they're very similar.
They're both real cold places, so we can't name it too different, you know?
Okay. Now, the survivors decide the world has collapsed. They need to focus on coming up with a new kind of value of currency. They want to do away with money because money caused this whole problem, okay?
That caused global warming.
Okay. The financial crisis was caused by greed. And climate change, because of greedy companies like wanting to hold on to coal
and oil.
Fuck, this is
getting preachy as hell.
Okay,
already.
Okay. They caused, because they wanted that, it caused the environment to collapse on itself. So they're like, all right, we've got to do away with money.
So get rid of money.
Get rid of money. We want to come reinvent the idea of money.
And they're like, got a great idea. It's called Bitcoin.
No. No, they're going.
Decentralized currency.
So it has to be something that's there, and it has to be something that loses value over time. Because then no one can amass it, so no one can be rich. Everyone has to be like on even terms.
All right, you're talking some big concepts.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. And now, this is where our story begins. This is the world.
Okay, all right. In terms
of currencies, they tried fish because it was always like rotting, but it didn't quite work.
Right, yeah.
And there's fish around the ocean, so they're like, oh, yeah, that's a perfect currency.
Yeah.
It rotted too quickly.
Yeah, you can only have it for 2 days and then, no good.
They tried mushrooms and they just got squashed in people's pockets.
Yep.
Didn't quite work.
Okay, cool. They're not the brightest. Have all the smart people died out? Is that why this is happening?
No. I think these people are way ahead of us. I think we're savages.
Because they're walking around with squished mushrooms in their pockets, trying to haggle with them. Don't sound like the smartest people in the world.
Well, this next bit's going to blow your mind, Mark.
Oh, here we go.
So what they settle on is like, okay, these physical objects are no good. We need something that's like, you can kind of say that will be a currency.
You can say?
Okay. So the currency.
Oh, Jesus.
The currency of the world in the South Pole is jokes. You have to say a good joke to get fed.
Right. Okay. So if you're... So doesn't that mean that people that have, first off, a really good memory are the richest because they constantly have new jokes?
No, I know, but that's the thing. It's not memory. It's based off talent. So the talented ones...
But what stops you just repeating another joke from someone else?
Well, they know. It's like, well, you're a joke stealer. You heard that from so-and-so.
How many jokes are there? There's millions of jokes.
Yeah, I know. Like I know, but not every joke gets a chuckle. You have to make someone chuckle and they'll go, you know what? You want yourself some food.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is how the world works down there. Okay.
So Jerry Seinfeld, in both of these scenarios, is incredibly well off. He's invested wisely in both ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So people who are funny, and not people who are rich or inherit wealth.
Oh, there's so many problems with this, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. So Sean McAuliffe is poor.
Oh, he's poor. Why? Yeah.
Because I don't like...
Because you don't think he's funny.
I don't think he's funny.
He's hilarious.
I don't think he is.
This is the problem with it as well. Like, someone like you finds really stupid shit funny, yet someone like me also find stupid shit, but also we have very different tastes in humour.
I don't think Michelle McAuliffe should survive in this world. I think he should just...
I think he's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not see it.
Really?
I do not see Sean McAuliffe.
I think he's great. He is a great comedian.
I think he's just silly and loud. He's like a British version of an American humour.
Why are you just not getting it? That's it. That's the thing.
Okay.
See, in my world... he'd be the fucking king of the world.
Okay, so he'd be king of the South Pole.
He'd be king of the South Pole. He'd be raking in cash left, right, and center.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's a reason he's popular. You know?
Apparently he's funny. Okay. Yeah. So, the jokes... and also, people use jokes. They decided on jokes because it distracts them from the badness of life. So, I don't know if you know, but Greeks, when they're going through a famine, they used to play games every second day. So
to distract people.
Distract them from their starvation. Oh. So it's like, oh, I'm not hungry because I'm busy playing games. So if you're telling jokes, you're not worried about 90% of the people who are dead. It's like, hey, that's a fun joke.
That's a pretty fucking good gag. Especially if it's a joke about the people that are dead. I mean, that's a double whammy.
Oh, it's like too soon.
Oh, no, no. That's great.
Will that ever be not too soon?
No.
No.
The best thing is they're almost like the best ones to tell.
Why?
Because they stick with you for the longest. Because you're just like, oh, that's right, they are dead. That's also really funny.
What?
It's just it's an omnipresent thing. So when you think, oh, that's like 90% of the people are dead, and then you rethink of the joke that the guy said, and you're just like, that's pretty funny. You know? Wait, so is the funniness of the joke, does that get you more money?
I think the longer you keep people chuckling about it, you get more kind of
more
like
cash
and favors and all that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. Well, you don't get cash.
You don't get cash. You just get like people, oh, you said that joke. Yeah, come on in. You can stay here. It's just like everyone helps each other out.
So this is for goods and services. So let's say.
Yeah, for goods and services, so let's you need say, to tell a good joke.
Okay. I hire a guy to come around and clean my hut.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, but man, it's so hard to think of a joke on the spot.
Yeah, I know, it's hard.
Yeah, I'd be fucked in this.
I think we're dead. I don't think we make it.
We'd be dead for sure.
We don't get.
I can't think of a joke on the spot like that.
Society would be so much better.
Yeah.
If everyone's telling jokes for currencies.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I'm just the thing I'm trying to think of is okay.
Okay.
I hire a guy to come around to clean my hut.
Yeah.
And I say to him, "Hey, what's
the roof's leaking? Kind of.
Yo, no, what's brown and sticky?
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's brown and sticky?
A stick.
I'm like, it's
yeah, yeah. So and bad. So you clean 10% of my hut, and then I'm like, I don't have any more jokes, and you just leave. So, how does this work? So, wait, do you need to organize ahead of time?
Yeah.
So, it'll be like, hey, give him a call.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can you come around and clean my hut? And he's like, okay, cool. How good's your joke, though? Because I only clean huts for 3 laughs or more.
You know, see, it works.
All the ideas you've had so far, the movies, this is the funniest one so far.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know how the fuck you make a movie about it. That's gonna be hard.
Okay. That, to be honest, I kind of hit a brick wall there. I kind of like, I didn't know where to go on from there, and I also ran out of time. But I was like, this concept, this idea, and I can spoil it for the end. I don't know what happens in the intermission.
So something happens.
A whole heap of jokes.
But in the
a whole heap of jokes, good and bad ones.
Sure, yep.
And you get a hierarchy of who can tell a good joke and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And some people just come up just fucking so quick.
Zingers.
But then towards the end of the movie, everyone's just telling jokes, having a good time. Some people from the North Pole make it across to the South Pole.
Oh, okay.
And they don't tell jokes.
What's their currency?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't figured that out. Sadness. Okay. Depression.
Sadness is their currency.
I don't know. What would be their currency? Seashells?
Well, that's not. We don't need to come up with a whole new concept for the other side of the world, do we? This one's good enough.
And then the second movie, they get with the North people and they travel back to the North Pole and spread the cheer up there and tell jokes and say, hey, guys.
So it's just them going around telling jokes.
Yeah.
Well, basically, you've just come up with a Monty Python movie. I mean, in a way.
Well, you don't need to analyze it like that. You're just like, oh, this is just like someone else's movie. I'm like, it's different.
No. To be fair, this is nothing like any other movie I've ever seen in my life. But I kind of like the concept.
It's kind of a cool concept.
You know what? I'm going to give this a B+.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though I have no plot.
This is no plot, but just... I think the comedy value in a society where jokes are currency...
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good, Lynch.
Oh, I'm actually really proud of that.
Oh, good.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, you should be. I don't know if it's the Mega Joy 2 that's put me in such a good mood or not. It could be. Okay, well, this is actually going to put you in a great mood.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of jokes, Linz.
You got a joke?
I don't have a joke.
I'll clean your house for a joke.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you would. I've got a meme.
Yeah.
I've got a meme, Linz, and it's your favorite meme in the world. What? Tell me what your favorite meme right now is.
Steamed hams.
Yes!
Yes!
I knew it was going to be that. Okay, Linz. Steamed hams.
Yes.
If anyone has been on the internet recently and travels around the dirty depths of YouTube, you know that steamed hams... It's a Simpsons clip that's just blown out of proportion.
I wouldn't be surprised if today's uploads was 90% steamed hams.
Absolutely.
Like, or some repurposed steamed hams or something.
Yeah.
Steamed hams is everywhere.
The question is, how did that scene in particular get so popular?
I don't know. What? Do you know?
I don't know. This is just such a weird thing because it's like, it's from a very random episode. It's called 22 Stories About Springfield.
And it's based off the movie...
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, there we go.
Well, actually, technically, it's named after a different movie, but it does have elements of Pulp Fiction in it.
Okay.
It's got references in there.
Okay.
But for some reason, this one has just struck a chord for being so surreal and weird and funny. I don't know how they do it. But the thing is...
Okay.
I knew exactly what episode this was from the second I saw it.
Yeah.
And I reckon you did too.
What do you mean? Like, what episode's from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because we're just big Simpsons fans, right?
Oh, we love The Simpsons. Yeah. And it's got to be season kind of 10, 11 down.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, once it hits 11, 12, it starts to get a little bit shady.
Yeah, okay. So if I say, Skinner, I've arrived, as opposed to your directions,
yeah.
Do you know what comes after that?
Ah, Superintendent Chalmers. Yeah.
What's the
I hope you're prepared for an unforgettable luncheon.
There we go.
Okay, oh, so I can't believe I know that.
Yeah. All right, so I've got myself a quiz right here for you, Linz.
You came up with a quiz.
I've got a quiz for you, Linz, man. Now, I need you to look away from the computer screen.
Here we go.
These are classic...
So this is Simpson trivia.
Classic Simpson lines, and I need you to finish them for me.
Oh, dude, this is so good.
This is my present to you. After your 30th birthday that I got you a present for anyway.
Yeah, that was a good present.
Linz, man, this is the first quote.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah. For the listeners, I'm not looking at the screen. I'm just looking away.
Yeah. Now we play the waiting game.
Oh, the waiting game starts. Who wants to play Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Boom! Oh, I had a glass in here to ding before, but nah, it doesn't ding.
There we go.
Boom.
Okay.
Number one. So six.
Okay, there's six. Okay.
I don't think you can get all of them, but if you do, my God.
Here we go.
Simpsons heavyweight.
Hit me up.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. And now what I'm into isn't it. And what is it seems very weird and scary to me.
I know exactly where it's from, but I can't think of the exact words.
Can I give you a clue?
It's Grandpa Simpson saying it.
Yes. Oh, I should have mentioned it. I can give you a bonus point if you tell me who says the quote.
Okay,
as well.
Grandpa Simpson is saying it, and he's talking to Homer and Barney. And just prior to this, they're like combing their hair in the mirror, and they go, "You make me feel like dancing, want to dance night away." And he goes, "What are you two doing?" And I was like, "Oh, we're getting ready because we're cool." And then just that, he goes, "Oh, I'm never gonna get old. I'm just gonna keep on rocking," or something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but you still gotta give me the line that it ends with.
Oh.
Can I give you a clue? Do you want
to? Okay, give me a clue.
Okay, he points at them when he says it.
It'll happen to you.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it.
I'll give you that one.
Thanks, man. Oh.
Okay. All right. Next one. Here we go. Talking out of turn. That's a paddling. Looking out the window. That's a paddling. Staring at my sandals. That's a paddling. Paddling the school canoe.
That's paddling.
Oh. Incorrect, Lance.
Oh, no. What is it?
Oh, you better believe that's a paddling.
Oh. Come on.
No, you got to get it right, my friend. You got to get it right. That was a trick one as well.
Okay.
Because it was so many repeats. You were just like, it's going to be the same one. Nah. Incorrect.
Come on, hit me up.
All right, here we go. Remember the time he ate my goldfish and you lied to me and said I never had any goldfish?
Why did I have the bowl, Bart?
Hey.
Why did I have the bowl?
Very Correct.
Yes.
Who said that?
Milhouse says it to Bart about, I think, Santa's Little Helper.
I don't even know that much. But you're definitely right. It was Milhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Second last. You don't win friends
with salad.
And who's it by?
Homer.
And then who's it by?
Marge. Oh, no. Hang on. I've got the order mixed up.
No, you're right. You're right with the first one.
Homer, Bart, then Marge?
Yeah, then it's the whole, they do a conga line.
Yeah, then they do the whole conga line. Yeah. There we go.
All right, this one's very easy. I don't know why I left this one for last, okay. But okay, here we go. It's the start of this one. My eyes.
My eyes?
Oh, if you don't get this, you are going to kick yourself, Linz.
Oh, the goggles are nothing! Yes! Yeah! 5 for 6!
5 out of 6, my friend.
I'll take that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think we make this a weekly thing.
Oh, Simpsons weekly trivia! Good.
That was pretty good, Linz, man. I'm impressed.
Thanks,
five out
man.
Of six. I thought you would probably get... I was thinking maybe 3 or 4.
Nah.
But man, you nailed them. Fucking knocked them out of the park.
Looks like...
One was a trick question, so...
One was a trick question.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Who said that, though?
The bearded dude from the old aged care. What's his name? So you know all the characters by name because you had that Simpsons trivia book.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, you know it.
It was such a good book to have. Still got it, too.
Oh, is that what you've been reading up on it?
No. I just
It's
know.
Not Hans Moleman. What's his name? What's his name, Snitch?
Starts with a J.
J. No, I got no idea.
Jasper. Yeah.
Jasper, okay. Well,
that's a paddling guy.
We should wrap this podcast up.
We should. I mean, what a high to end on, though.
Oh.
Bit of Simpsons trivia. It's been good being with you.
That's true. But before we end, we've actually got a little pre-recorded piece.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So he's brought in his own little show and tell.
Show and tell. And you know what? We'll just fade it out now and just take it into there.
Head on into it.
Until next week.
Put a fork in us.
We're done.
And welcome to another episode of Behind the Flicks with your host, Lindsay Price. Tonight, I am joined by an amazing actor. He's been acting for over 50 years and still putting out classic films. He's changed cinema forever. Please welcome my guest, Godzilla. Now, Godzilla, you've been acting over 50 years now, and you've kept with the same formula, but how have you kept people coming back to see your films? Very interesting. Now, there was a brief moment where you went to work in American cinema rather than Japanese, and things didn't quite work out there. You did 2 films in America. What was it about those films that just didn't keep the critics happy? And finally, Godzilla, what's your advice for actors out there who are up and coming, or maybe been around for a while, to keep the career going? Like, how do you do it? What's your secret? Good advice. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Join us next week when we interview King Kong. You've been listening to Behind the Flicks with Lindsay Price. Good night.